far are we at?
Dan, how's everyone feeling after the win?
Everyone is good. All fit and healthy to go. Gone up against a very good unit once more. So hopefully we go out there tomorrow and put on a very good show.
Is it even a bigger achievement beating the England One Day team than the Test team, because they've had such a good record, they're number one in the world? Does it feel like a bigger scalp?
I wouldn't say so. As we all know, Test cricket is the ultimate, and obviously winning back the Wisden Trophy was a fantastic achievement by the Test team. And having said that, you know, actually winning a game against the best one-day team in the world, it's also a great feeling. So that will give us confidence. So we are looking forward to the encounter tomorrow.
Is there a growing belief that despite being ranked number 9 in the world, you can really cause a couple of shocks at the World Cup?
We don't want to really think too far ahead. We have a series to finish against England. We are looking forward to that. We just want to go out there and perform to the best of our ability. We are quietly confident that we can than beat them, but we know it's not going to be easy. As we all know, he's the best one, the team in the world, so just want to go out there and do the basics right. I think the winning Barbados will give us that confidence that is necessary moving forward.
You pack a real punch with bat and ball, don't you?
I think the fact that Chris is back there on top, obviously he's opening with young John Campbell, who is only playing his second one-day international. That will give him confidence. I think the experience of having Chris in the dressing room is priceless. He put a smile on each and every player face, and you can see when we go out there, we really enjoy our cricket. So all in all goes well tomorrow, and who knows, 2-1 up.
It's your 100th cap, I believe. You've kind of taken the scenic route to get there, I guess, with a bit of a gap in between. Is that a milestone you thought might not come?
No, not really. I was quietly confident that I'll be back. It's a great feeling indeed to actually, you know, achieve 100 game. I have to wait and see if I'm selected tomorrow, but hopefully all goes well and I can contribute to winning cause.
Do you feel you're playing well? Are you playing well again?
So far in the one-day series, I think I played pretty well. In the first game, I had a particular role to play. I thought I executed really well. In the second game, you know, we lost a couple of wickets, so someone had to sort of like consolidate in the middle, and I thought I did that pretty well. Unfortunately, I got out. Hetty Mai and myself, we had a plan, and to actually take this quarter, I think 200 by the 40th over, and try to get to the 300 mark by the end of the 50th. So we were communicating nicely. Unfortunately, I got out, but it was good to see that he went on to get another 100 and played well, and sort of put us in a position to actually a defending total. I thought the guys really went out there and they did well. Cotterell was exceptional. The captain led from the front, and Bishop created chances. So all in all, it was a total team effort, and I'm really happy about that.
Do you find? I mean, you were widely praised for your very slow 50 in MT, a 6-hour 50, but do you find it difficult to switch from that to a more aggressive one-day mode?
Not really. I think it's all about mindset, understanding the situation of the game as quickly as possible and play accordingly.
Do the younger players really like to share a dressing room with Chris? I'm thinking sort of the guys who were 21, 22, who would have grown up watching him play for the West Indies. Does it feel like he's a bit of a hero?
He's definitely not even a hero, he's a legend. If you look at the stats, you know, he's achieved a lot at the international level. He's a special player, and we're really happy to have him. He's getting a bit in age, but he's still striking the ball nicely, so that is the most important thing. In the dressing room, he's always giving information. If you remember, before the start of the second game, like 9 o'clock in the evening, he was actually chatting with Nicolas Puran and was talking about batting and stuff like that. So yes, he's helping a lot of all the youngsters. We're really happy to have him, and who knows, hopefully he'll get another 100 tomorrow.
And how are you finding working with Richard Pybus as head coach?
To be honest, so far, so good. He's doing a fantastic job. Wish him all the best.
With Chris, sometimes he starts his innings in quite a slow way. As his sort of teammate, do you think he's just sort of building up and then going to explode later?
Yeah, I think that over the last few years, he's changed the game a little bit. He's not really going as hard as before. I think he understands his game pretty well, and as long as all goes well where his approach is concerned, I don't see any reason why we can consistently cross the 300 mark. It's working for us so far, and hopefully it continues.